Remember as a child how we trusted our parents to provide the basics for us? Then as we grew older, the trust waned. When did we stop believing? When fear and distrust began to grow. The basis of our relationship with God began with belief in what Christ did for us through the cross and resurrection. Our walk with the Lord continues with a constant trust and dependence on the Spirit to guide us into all truth. Hebrew reminds us in chapter 11, verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. For our families, communities, cities, county, state, and country to be healed, we must first confess our unbelief, then place our faith and trust in his ability to do the impossible. And then begin to pray in faith. Like Jesus said, what is possible for people is impossible for people is possible for God. We confess our unbelief, our lack of believing, Father God, that you can still do the impossible. Forgive us, Lord, for lacking trust in you. We confess our lack of faith has kept great things from happening. We pray and ask then that we would begin to talk, and we pray and ask as if things won't happen. Forgive us for talking unbelief. We confess we have trusted more in what's said through the internet than in the living word. Forgive us for not studying, listening to, and speaking the word of God. Father, you say faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. May we have a ravenous appetite to read and study and speak and share your word, that our faith would grow more and more so that as we pray, we would see things happen that you desire. We repent of calling ourselves believers and then not acting in faith about the things you've called us to believe. We thank you for your word. We confess our lack of looking at it and studying it more. We repent of speaking words of doubt and unbelief. And so we ask for forgiveness. Lord, we thank you that your word says we can't help but thank you, dear brothers and sisters, loved by the Lord. We are always thankful that God chose you to be among the first to experience salvation, a salvation that came through the Spirit who makes you holy and through your belief in the truth. It is that foundation of our faith, believing in your truth, that has given us salvation. We thank you for it. And we will not be ashamed of this good news about Jesus, because it is the power of you, Father God, at work, saving everyone who believes, the Jew first and also the Gentile. So we thank you, Father, for your good news and believe in it. And we thank you that we are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And this is true for everyone who believes, no matter who we are. So, Father, we pray our faith increases and that we begin to see more and more people come to know you as their Lord and Savior, and that more and more things will start to change as lives are changed, that evil will decrease and godliness will increase as more and more lives are given to your rule and reign, in Jesus' name.